sort. Don't beg and convince. Listen, we are not in the begging and convincing business. I kind of already glassed over that one. But you're in the sorting business, which brings me to the next one of do not get attached to yeses and nos. This is sorting. You just want to find out who is who. Are they qualified or are they not? Most people, when they get on the phone, when they're amateurs in the business, they are looking for yeses. And, man, they are just begging for those yeses. They are doing anything they can, you know, magic, praying over it, whatever they want to do to try to convert a no into a yes. It's like converting a woman into a man. Hello, without a surgery, it ain't going to happen. So don't expect that to happen on the phone with somebody. Either they see it or they don't. Either they are or they are not. Either they have desire or they don't. And that's what you have to not be attached to, is you cannot be attached to a yes or a no. No, you need to just qualify to see what category they go in. Do they go in the yes category? They go in the no category. And you just very unemotionally, and this is a woman saying this to you, very unemotionally categorize it. That guy's a yes, that guy's a no. You know, in the beginning, I used to go, guy didn't see it, guy's blind. That's how it was in the beginning. Now I don't have to do that anymore. Now I just realize it's the total numbers game, and that's all it is. And it's fun, I promise you. Once you get through the hump of getting over the emotional roller coaster, oh, my gosh, it becomes a blast. It's no longer a burden to pick up that phone. And, Dale, you mentioned earlier 40 to 50% of the people not calling their leads. Let me tell you guys something. Industry-wide, and, Dale, if that's your company numbers, you guys are doing amazing.
No, I made it up. I know it's
Well, I have to tell you that 90% of all statistics are made up on the spot. But this is not a 90% of statistics. This is actually a real-life statistic. It's 60 to 75% of the people who purchase leads never call them.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Blows my mind. Absolutely blows my mind. And I think why it blows my mind the most is this. Man, when I first started, I was starving. So a lead came in, that was a crumb. That was some flour to bake some bread, man. That was just like, ooh, possible food. I got to jump on this sucker right now. It blows my mind that people buy leads and don't call them. That is, like, foreign to me. We are in business, guys. We are in business. And if we're going to invest into purchasing leads, which you must do on a monthly basis, otherwise you are in big, deep trouble. If you're not working leads every single day, and I don't care if you're making 100 grand a month, your business is sliding the wrong direction if you're not actively working leads at whatever level it is that you're in. I've made that mistake myself where I'm like, hey, I'm making 100 grand a month. I don't need to make any calls. I don't need to build my sales force. I'll just support everybody. Beep, wrong answer. The check slid immediately. You got to be actively in the game. So get good at it and have a good time.